From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show. Use Dream Shampoo, whether you're short or tall, and you won't look like one meatball. This is Rudy Valley speaking.
Ah, greetings, Rudy, my little green boy. This is your impeccable house guest, Marty Woolley. I'm calling you from the lobby of Ciro's. Aren't you surprised to find me in a cafe?
Quite. Mr. Woolley, you run around nightclubs?
Rudy, I don't run around. I walk right in. My boy, slip on your tuxedo and meet me at Ciro's immediately.
Immediately? Mr. Woolley, is it possible you're stuck with a check? You need money?
Mr. Valley, be advised. I have a big bundle.
A big bundle?
Yeah, that tomorrow it goes to the laundry. Mr. Hover, the owner of Ciro's, has invited you to be his guest.
What prompts Mr. Hover's sudden generosity?
He's fond of you, Rudy, and he's a charming host. He introduced me to a beautiful debutante.
A debutante, no less.
Yes, and she's wearing a strapless evening gown. I got so nervous, Rudy. I got so nervous. I made her put on my suspender. Ah, what a girl. She's the outdoor type. She goes in for hopscotch.
Hopscotch?
Always full of hops, but never gets enough scotch. So do I, Rudy. Darling.
Darling, wait. Darling.
Rudy, how do you like that? My debutante just walked off with Van Johnson. Now, what makes him so attractive?
Van Johnson uses expensive eau de cologne.
So what? I use expensive eau de cologne.
Well, he also uses a fragrant hair tonic. I've seen it in his medicine chest.
I have a fragrant hair tonic in my medicine chest, too. Now, Smarty, what has Van Johnson got that I haven't got?
He's got oomph. Try getting that out of your medicine chest. Mr. Woolley, I hope I haven't ruffled your feelings.
No, to the contrary. Your presence is urgently requested, Rudy. Rush over to Ciro's.
I'll be there, but why the rush act?
Well, I need protection from the pin-up girls. They're all swooning at my feet. Especially Bacall, Grable, and Hayworth.
Oh, that's incredible.
I'll have you know Bacall is my girl, and Grable is my girl.
What's Hayworth?
$30 a ton. I'll see you at Ciro. Thanks, Rudy.
The night is young, and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady, open your heart, for the scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady is kissable and the evening is, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. Oh, the moon is high and you're so glamorous. And if I seem over-amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love.
Waiter, I'm going to complain to the owner. Mr. Hover.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, Mr. Willie?
I haven't seen my waiter for 35 minutes.
There's a reason. You're up a cab, $200. I've been very patient with you, and now I'm going to be extremely courteous. If you have any complaints to make...
Shut up!
What are you ten doing about your bill?
It's a bill I completely overlooked.
No, it's a lot of food. You overate. Pay the bill.
Sorry, all my money is tied up in cash. When Mr. Valley arrives, he'll gladly pay my bill. He has plenty of money.
Yes, but he so seldom opens his wallet. The last time he opened it, George Washington blinked and grabbed for a pair of sunglasses.
Mr. Hoover, he doesn't keep his money in a wallet. It's under his carpet.
How do you know?
Every time the maid vacuums the carpet, he stands over her with a shotgun.
Well, I don't care where he keeps it. I'm only interested in getting my money. And if I don't, you'll have a fight on your hands.
Mr. Hoover, I'm ready to fight.
No, I'm so mad. I could take you and throw you into somebody's lap.
Make it Lauren Bacall, and it's a deal.
We're not getting any place fast. You're driving me insane. I'm so mad, I can tear my hair out.
Truman, Bradley, are you going to allow Mr. Hoover to tear out his hair?
Never, Mr. Woolley. I find people without hair completely uninteresting. To put it baldly...
Go on.
The little man who wasn't there must have been devoid of hair. On the other hand, Mr. Woolley, I think that I have never seen hair so lovely as when washed with green.
Precisely why you are here, Mr. Falstaff O'Bradley.
Thank you, sir. For hair that's lovely, lustrous, gleaming, there's nothing like a regular greening. You know, there really is a tie-up between a girl's chance at romance and lustrous, shining hair. That's why I say to girls whose hair may look a trifle drab and mousy... Remember, it could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this new Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Mr. Hoover, I'm glad you cooled off. I'm sure Rudy will take care of my bill. You know Rudy, don't you? You recognize him when you see him.
Why, certainly. In a nightclub, he always sits with his back to the check.
There's Rudy now. Rudy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Woolley. It was nice of Mr. Hoover to invite me over.
Yes, it surely was. Will you excuse us, Mr. Hoover? Rudy and I have some urgent business.
I'll say it's urgent. I want my...
Mr. Hoover, if you have anything to say in Mr. Valley's presence,
shut up!
I'm famished. And since everything is on the house, I'll order a nice, juicy steak.
A steak? No, Rudy. Water is very filling.
We're near the kitchen. I smell food.
Yes, but, Rudy, did you bring your carpet? Your wallet.
I smell garlic.
Rudy, what I'm trying to say is, can you spare me $200?
I smell a rat. Mr. Woolley, my present financial status is a California bankroll.
California bankroll? What's that?
Three singles wrapped around an orange. Now, if I could only
hello,
go to...
Boys.
Oh, it's Irene Ryan. Irene, why are you carrying a glass of cracked ice?
You never know when you might run into a highball.
Irene, that's a beautiful gown you're wearing.
I'm glad you like it, Rudy. It was quite expensive. It has push-up sleeves, russet gusset, and is trimmed with opossum.
What is an opossum?
A skunk without a motive.
Yes, it's a small animal that's always pretending to be asleep, like a night watchman in a girl's dormitory.
Don't you think I look like a model out of Esquire?
Madam, you look more like a hacksaw out of Popular Mechanics.
Oh, what beautiful music. I just love to trip the light fantastic.
Are you a good dancer?
No, a good tripper. Rudy, would you care to dance with me? Mr. Woolley, would you dance with me? Well, is there a scarecrow in the place? Oh, shucks, the dance is over. If I can't dance, then I'm going to sing.
But, Irene, remember, you're at Ciro's, not Duffy's Tavern.
I wouldn't care if it was Kentucky Tavern. I'm going to sing. Orchestra leader, here's my music. Give me 2 arpeggios, 4 obligatos, 6 fortissimos, and a side order of potato salad.
Side order of potato salad?
Yes, her singing is strictly from hunger.
You don't understand my type of singing, Mr. Woolley. When I sing, I put everything into it. I reach people.
You better watch out. People may reach you.
Why, Irene, you don't even look like a singer.
Well, does Sinatra?
I refer you to the blood bank. I will admit, Irene, people don't necessarily look like what they are.
Now, Rudy, take you. You look like a singer. But you're not.
What's the difference so long as I'm young? Tell me, Irene, what does Mr. Woolley look like?
Just like his name, Woolley.
And what do you look like?
Me, like Irene Dunn. Now I'm going to open my mouth and sing.
You're all done.
Oh, let's give her a chance, shall we, Mr. Woolley?
Well, I do this against my better judgment. I acquiesce, but I shall have to stop her the moment I find that I'm suffering.
Fair enough. Go ahead, Irene.
I'll...
Stop!
What's the matter?
I'm suffering.
Oh, come now, be fair. Give her a chance.
Oh, all right, Rudy. Maybe I was a little hasty and might give her a chance. Sing another note, dear.
Be singing you.
Stop!
Mr. Woolley, my voice is the toast of the town.
Well, you better scrape that toast.
In all the old familiar places where this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Madam, your voice is a boon to music lovers. And when I say boon, I mean baboon.
In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. Mr. Woolley, you've gone far enough. When I sing, nobody can hold a candle to me.
That's what you sound like.
What?
Like somebody holding a lighted candle to you.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new. What's the matter, Mr. Woolley? Did I frighten you?
You didn't frighten me, but you scared the daylights out of Cincinnati.
I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Mr. Woolley, did you make arrangements for paying the bill?
Oh, yes. Mr. Valley is going to pay the bill.
What's that? The bill? What bill?
Oh, you know, Rudy, the bill. You're on the bill.
Oh, that's charming.
Mr. Hover requested that you sing a song.
And I shall be very happy to oblige. I'll do the song I've been doing for the past 50 years. What am I saying? I mean the last 12 years.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Thank you. Thank you. And before Libby Holman sings, we have with us here tonight two lovely, attractive young ladies who have been the toast of New York and who have recently arrived in the cinema capital for pictures. I refer to the singing sensations, the Barry Sisters, doing their own special arrangement of Whoops a Daisy.
You're sweeter than custard pie. You're the apple of my eye. You're so good that I could eat you up. Whoops-a-daisy, you're nicer than angel cake, the kind that our mothers make. You're so good that I could eat you up. I must confess, you're my favorite dish, my happiness, darling. You always are in season. So let the band begin, the music of low and grin. You're so good that I could eat you up. Always on my mind, I am sure to find something nice and pleasantly surprising. If you see me smile every little while, you will know my heart is advertising. I love her, I have found the one underneath the sun. Who could be my little red tomato? She is as delish, our gift of the fish. Someday she will be my sweet potato. Dies ist mein Ruchale, mein Mosel, mein Bruchale, mein Kleine, mein Schiene, Mädele, Wui, Juch, Juch, Juch. Dies ist meine Humale, mein Herz, meine Schimmale, mein Kleine, mein Schiene, Mädele. Weil ich lieb dich, Huna, Schiff, wo jene sieht, den Frieden, Herz bei mir, Juch, 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 Juch. You're sweeter than custard pie. You're the apple of my eye. Mein kleine, mein schöne Mädel, Mädelin.
Joch, joch.
Magnifique. That was Magnificent Girls, and I predict a brilliant future for the Barry Sisters. It is now my pleasure to present an amazing virtuoso of the art of mental telepathy, none other than the great Bradley. Truman, is your blindfold tight?
Can't see a thing, Rudy.
Good. Now we're going down to the audience. Truman, I have a lady at this table.
Thank you, Rudy. Tell me, miss, is the first letter of your name D?
Why, yes, it is, Mr. Bradley. D for Dolores. But how in the world could you tell?
Ah, that's my secret, miss. But as I approached your table, I detected an aura of lovely glamour. And that made me think of the letter D. D for dream. Tell me, with hair conditioner?
Why, of course I use it. No other shampoo leaves my hair so lovely.
Right, you are. That's why so many smartly groomed girls today insist on dream. Only in dream do you get this unique combination of beauty advantages. Dreen never leaves a dulling film on the hair as all soaps do. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to your favorite beauty shop, insist on Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Here comes that Mr. Hoover again. You'll be asking me to pay that bill. I better hide under the table.
Mr. Woolley. Oh, there you are. What are you hiding under the table for?
I'm not hiding. I'm having a conversation with a midget. Rudy, I must find my girl. She's been in the powder room for 2 hours.
2 hours in the powder room?
Yes, the next time I go out with a girl, I'll get one with a shorter nose. How are you seeing you, Rudy?
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Yes, Mr. Hoover.
Here's Mr. Woolley's check. He said you would pay it. $200.
Oh, he did he? Don't worry, Mr. Hoover. You'll be compensated. I'll fix that, Mr. Woolley. I'm going to impersonate your French waiter, so give me a coat and a pair of dark glasses, will you?
Oh, certainly. You said it.
Here's our table, Gloria. Come on, darling. Oh, darling. I'm madly in love with you.
You are? Mr. Woolley, the man I marry must have financial resources. Do you have a bank account? Do you have money? My good fella, don't you have anything?
Pawn ticket. darling, since I met you, I don't mind not sleeping, but I'm getting hungry. Oh, wait up.
That is me, Pierre. May I have the grand pleasure to recommend the new curfew cocktail?
Curfew cocktail?
Oui. One drink and you're out before 12.
No drinks, I'm hungry. Waiter, bring me a half a grapefruit, shrimp cocktail, soup du jour, a crepe Suzette, roast turkey, and a side order, filet mignon smothered in chopped suey.
Oui, madame. And what does monsieur wish?
Just bring me an ashtray. I'll sit here and burn.
Oh, waiter, don't forget to bring me some ketchup. I just love...
Do you think you could ever learn to love me?
I'm afraid I couldn't.
What's so funny? You love ketchup, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, did you love it when you first tried it?
Well, frankly, no, I didn't.
Well, why don't you give me the same chance you gave ketchup?
Pardon, monsieur. I cannot bring the order until the bill is paid. Here is the check. And, monsieur, while reading, please refrain from whistling.
What is this? 75 cents for a half grapefruit?
That is not for a half grapefruit. It is half a grape. 75 cents. Now, pay the check.
Oh, now, stop pushing that check at me. It reminds me of a song.
What song?
Don't finance me in.
The management wants the dollars. If you do not pay the bill, I'll be forced to call the head waiter. Does monsieur know what a head waiter is?
No. What is he?
A top sergeant with brass knuckles. He'll give you a coup de poing.
Oh, is that so? Well, lead me to him.
With pleasure, monsieur. With pleasure. Rise his way through these doors.
I've heard better doors on inner sanctum.
Entrez vous, monsieur.
Let me out of here. Oh, I'm in the kitchen. Oh, the cook. Aren't you the Spanish cook?
What else?
I don't seem to recall your name.
I'm Conchita Chiquita Lolita Papita Carmen Shapiro.
What are you doing here? You work for Mr. Valley.
Only on the day shift. Hero's on the night shift and Lockheed on the swing shift. I never get any sleep.
What keeps you awake? Do you take vitamin tablets?
Who needs vitamin tablets? I'm reading Forever Hamburg. My poor little feet are so tired.
Have you been doing a lot of walking?
Walking? No, I've been mashing potatoes. What a business.
Conchita, how can I get out of here?
You're trapped. This is our regular dungeon. Why did they push you in here?
For no good reason. They have me on a technical triviality. Oh, English translation, $200.
My goodness, you.
Why didn't you give them a TAC?
You mean IOU?
No, TAC, try and collect. But as long as you're here, you're my assistant. Pick up the dishes and start washing,
please.
Such
impertinent. I'm not a kitchen servant. I'm Monty Woolley. My name means something. Have you seen the picture since you went away?
Yes.
Well, I played in it.
Did you see a tree grows in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Well, I sprayed it. Bully boy, you're not a better woman than me, Gonga Din. And when I say Gonga, I mean you're either Gonga to it or you're not Gonga to it.
I've heard enough. Open the door. Open the door. Oh, Rudy, I'm so glad to see you.
I have news for you, Mr. Woolley. I have just bought a half interest in Cyril.
Wonderful. Now I won't have to pay my bill.
But you have an obligation and you're going to meet it. You work it out.
Rudy, all my life I have been a gentleman and a scholar.
Gentleman and a scholar, eh? Starting now, you're a bus boy and a porter.
Ah.
Appropriate to the time, the place, the setting, the entire cast joins me in the old favorite. There's a tavern in the town.
There is a tavern in the town.
And
there my true love sits him down.
Sits him down
and drinks his wine as merry as can be. And never, never thinks of me.
Fare thee well, for I'm a queen. You do not let the parting greet thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye.
Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yep, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well. And now I see him nevermore.
Nevermore.
He never knocked upon my door.
On the door.
With me, he penned a little note. I'll read to you the words you wrote.
Farewell, for I'm a free to let your parting leave me. All the time has come for you and I to say goodbye.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with yours.
Stay with yours.
I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree.
Fare thee well.
Good night song again to you. It's time to sing another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous. The happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew.
No one need recite to you any further story of bloodshed and sacrifice in all the battlefronts of the world. But surely the grief in nearly 1 million broken homes demands that we buy an end to this conflict, if only one day sooner, and freely trade dollars for the lives of our sons. Dollars for sons. And that, I would say, is the greatest bargain in the history of the world.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. And Rudy will take the consequences from Ralph, Truth or Consequences Edwards. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Jack Rubin and Lee Sands. The music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking. And remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.